preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. I'm up in North Dakota. The show is piped to you out of the Republic Broadcasting Network there in Austin, Texas. And with us from Canada, Paul Fromm. Paul, where are you tonight?
I'm in France.
Okay. All right. Wow. I would. How long have you been in France?
Since Wednesday.
All righty. I would love to get some kind of report on the scene in France, because what's going on there is so important. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's say hello to George in Maryland.
Hey, thanks. And Paul, great to hear you too, mate.
Well, we heard from Paul.
It's 3 a.m. here.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that kind of dedication, Paul. I guess your computer and your notepaper there is illuminated by the light from the burning automobiles throughout the streets of France.
Not where I am right here.
Not tonight. Not right there. But I'm just referring to the fact, and this, I'd love to get an update on what's going on in France. Paul gave us a man on the street report from London, England, in previous days, and now I guess you've crossed the channel, Paul.
Yes.
It's been many years since I was in France, and I know it's a completely altered place. Are you in Paris, or where are you in France?
No, I'm in the south of France.
In the south. What does it look like? You know, what does France look? You've been to France many times and over a long period of time. So you're very good at giving our audience the picture of how France has changed in your lifetime and in your visits.
Yeah, it's one thing that is just appalling is that you'll walking in, around in the downtown Marseille, on many street corners, you'll see these Arab beggars. They're like pictures out of a horror movie. One woman I saw today, she was stand cane, a foot length robe of some sort. She's got her paw hanging out for money. It's not just the occasional one. It's really disgusting. And the mass of Arabs and Africans, this poor place is being invaded. And that's one of the reasons why I think the candidacy of Marine Le Pen is not only so very important, but I think she's going to do extremely well. And the politician that would represent the, you might call it the center-right, a man by the name of Fillon, is in free fall because it turns out that his wife and several daughters have for years, not just the last 6 months, but going back into the 80s, being on the public payroll as assistants or something. And now it's just come out, just a wholesale corruption. And that's, as in the United States, that's one of the things that I think will definitely play into the hands of the Front National, that they are not corrupt. And the mainline political parties are just reeking in the sort of cronyism and corruption that helped elect Donald Trump. People were just fed up with what they'd seen in Washington, and it didn't seem to change whether it was Republicans or Democrats. And there is that feeling in France. She right now leads the polls. Now, that will be under the French system, you have to have 50% to be president. So every party has its candidate running in the April, I think it's 14th elections. And the top two, nobody will get 50%. The top two will then have a runoff in late May, I think. And that will yield the next president. Now, the smart money in the has been that Marine Le Pen may well win, be the first of the two, but that all the other parties will unite around whoever's second and ensure that she does not become president. That's what happened in 2002 to her father, Jean-Marie. However, there has been 15 more years of disillusionment with a corrupt political system, a system that cannot deliver law and order, that cannot secure the borders, that has given in again and again to the dictatorship in Brussels and Strasbourg of the European Union, where they set the rules for so much of everyday life. And Marine Le Pen has said if she's elected, she will have a referendum for a Frexit, that is a French exit from the European Union. So things are really, really moving here. And there is the feeling, I was talking to Mark Weber earlier today, and he had some interesting takes on Europe. The political establishment is absolutely befuddled. It doesn't know how to handle what's happening. Not in France, but the sort of similar issue. A couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump made some disparaging remarks about Sweden as being a good example of a failed immigration policy and how multiculturalism doesn't work. Well, the Swedes struck back and you know, said as much as said he was an ignoramus and he was wrong and all that. But night after night, there are riots in Sweden. There's a suburb of Stockholm called Ringby, and it is so violent that the police are afraid to go to work there in their own cars. They're building a new super duper police station with all sorts of reinforced walls and bulletproof walls and bulletproof windows, but the contracting companies are afraid to send their workers there for fear they'll be assaulted by the locals, and the police are actually afraid of the neighborhood that they patrol. And night after night, there are riots, attacks on Swedes, rapes of German women, Swedish girls, cars burned, and yet the political establishment is still saying no multiculturalism works. Donald Trump is wrong.
Paul, another great parallel is that the political establishment in America was so utterly clueless about the Trump election, misread, they faked. Polls. They really, actually, of course, they lied and they faked their polls, but they actually did not believe that Trump could win. And no. They were in shock. And the European establishment is probably in exactly the same boat right now. There was the odds on Marine Le Pen winning the whole thing in the runoff on May 7th. She surely will make it in the top two on April 23rd. That's right around the corner, folks. The odds range from 15% to 40% that she may win. Now, remember, Donald Trump, the day before the election, was getting 15% and lower odds that he would win the day before. So, by the various organizations that put odds out. So Marine Le Pen is in a situation that may be very parallel to Donald Trump's. She may pull off a shocker on both April 23rd and May 7th.
Outside of nationalist and populist circles Europe, Donald Trump is still treated with utter amazement that he got elected, and treated as a madman and a clown. Mainstream press has just torrents of garbage about him. On the other hand, the Kenyan was incredibly popular in Europe. They thought a lot about Obama, that he was a breath of fresh air, and that shows multiculturalism works, and the first black president, the persecuted minority now becomes is part of the power structure. I mean, they bought the entire nonsensical line, but there's, as I say, outside of the populist circles, Trump is universally treated as a bad joke, and they can't imagine that America elected him. So yeah, the political elite and the media elite here, as in America, are badly out of touch. They're living on another planet.
Yes, indeed. And of course, these European leaders are now having to do what Xi Jinping of China, the president of China, is coming. I think this is remarkable, Paul, in a world in which Chinese, for instance, are very, very concerned with saving face. It's the leader of China, the dictator of China, who is flying to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. I think this is just in itself, just the fact of that travel. Well,
this is the flip side of the Richard Nixon coin. So this is 1972 turned on its head.
Yes. Now, Donald Trump has said, he tweeted that he expects, what is his language here? He said that he expects this meeting that he said will be difficult. He said, we can no longer have massive trade deficits and job losses. So on Thursday and Friday, Donald Trump hosting Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago. So this is the president of China flying not just to the White House, he's flying to Donald Trump's own home. I think there's a lot of subtext in
there's
that happening.
Cool symbolism there, Gene.
Yeah, cool symbolism. So that's coming up. Then we have, this will be followed, now let's hope on April 3rd that Neil Gorsuch will be confirmed in the Senate just prior to the meeting, or maybe even on the same day as the meeting with the president of China. And we can anticipate that this will happen. A number of Democrats have indicated they will vote to confirm, not wanting to be retired. What's going on right now is that various political action groups, including the NRA, are running ads. We're getting them here in North Dakota. Heidi Heitkamp is being told, if you want to stay in the Senate, you better vote for Neil Gorsuch on April 3rd. So this could be a great 1-2 punch here of display of status and power and effectiveness by Donald Trump with the confirmation of Gorsuch and then meeting with the president of China. Donald Trump has a message for us. Let me see if I can find that. I always like to play Donald Trump's weekly message, and he's got one for us today. Let me tune into it, if I may, and bring that up to you. Here he is, and we just wind it back to the beginning, unmute it, and here we go. This is very short. It's only 3 minutes long. That's the length he's made on his weekly addresses.
Americans, it's an exciting time for our country. Our new administration has so much change underway, change that is going to strengthen our union and improve so many people's lives. In the next few days, the Senate will be taking a very important step, one that will protect the rule of law and democratic way of life that is absolutely a birthright of all Americans. and it involves one of my most important actions as president. That was nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch to fill the seat of the late, great Justice Antonin Scalia. Judge Gorsuch is incredibly qualified. He has a sterling record. He was confirmed unanimously to the Court of Appeals. But Judge Gorsuch's nomination is about more than his incredible qualifications. It's about preserving our republic. In their great wisdom, the founders placed legislative powers in its own separate branch of government. Elected representatives from all across the country come together. They host hearings. They listen to the concerns of the people. And then they try to write laws that address those concerns and make life better for all Americans. It's a process that is meant to take time and energy to ensure that every new law will better serve our wonderful citizens. That's how our democratic process works. The duty of judges, therefore, is not to rewrite the laws, but to uphold the laws and to apply the Constitution as written. That is the solemn duty of every justice on the Supreme Court, and this is what Judge Gorsuch will do. In recent years, we've seen more and more judges make decisions not based on the Constitution or the rule of law, but based on their preferences, their personal views, or even their political opinions. Each time a judge substitutes their own opinions for an unbiased reading of the law, they damage our democracy. They put their own will above the will of the people, and they undermine the legislative process that has always been the heartbeat of our democracy. The Senate will soon have the chance to help preserve our democratic institutions for our children by voting to confirm Judge Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch is going to serve our people by devoting himself to our beloved Constitution. The Senate saw this firsthand in hours of Judge Gorsuch's impressive testimony. In every step of the process, what has been clear to all is that Judge Gorsuch is a man who respects the law. He defends the Constitution. And in so doing, he will protect our freedoms. With Judge Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, America will be a more free, fair, and just nation for all of our citizens. Thank you, and God bless you.
That was pretty powerful.
My fellow
Americans. Yeah, that was, yes, Paul, I agree. That was our president's message for us delivered today, and he tweeted it out 7 hours ago, 3 minutes and 14 seconds long, focusing on the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch. So communicating how important that is. Didn't really talk about other issues. And this appears to be something that really will go very well. Neil Gorsuch is, just as Donald Trump described in his hearings, he has been flawless. They have completely failed to trip him up or make him stumble on anything. No issue has come up. Nothing. There's nothing from his past. The Democrats must be frantically digging out there, offering. George Soros has probably got a seven-figure checks, blank checks. He's waving in front of anybody out there who could come up with any kind of a negative fact about anything Donald Trump is doing. So turns out there ain't nothing there. Neil Gorsuch is pure as the driven snow, and he's going to be confirmed in the middle of the week, right ahead of the arrival of the president of China.
This is a milestone, James. Remember, we were talking right after Christmas that if Donald Trump could make it to the 1st of April, that probably signifies that all this Russian crap is crap and it's nothing. And tomorrow's April 1st. And when he gets a Supreme Court justice, he will be unremovable.
Yes, he will. We've got a break coming up here. This is a call-in show, so folks, 800-313-9443. On the other side of the break, we'll take your calls. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. With the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
No kind of chance for the flag of the Liberty Bell.
The flag of the Liberty.
We're back, folks, and taking your calls. We at 800-313-9443 for your calls. I just want to throw in a bit of news here. The fake news is constantly bombarding Donald Trump with the Russiagate story, which is a non-story. And there was a great development in that in the last 24 hours. Vladimir Putin was at an Arctic conference in, I don't know what city he was in. It might have been Arkhangelsk, but I'll look for that. And he was asked, here, let me go to the story, see if I can't find it. He was asked about this. Speaking at the closing panel of the Fourth Arctic Forum in Arkhangelsk on Thursday, he was asked a question by CNBC's Jeff Cutmore. I just want to be very clear about this. You and the Russian government never tried to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, and there will be no evidence found? And Putin, I saw his answer in Russian, the video, but he used one English word, no. To laughter and applause from the audience, Vladimir Putin replied, "Read my lips." No, no. And he stuck his lips out and pointed to his mouth. He uttered the last word in English, pointing at his mouth for emphasis and bulging his eyes at Cutmore. Then, evidently satisfied with his answer, he leaned back slightly as the panel moved on. And I want to squeeze into the show today just a couple more paragraphs from the great Pat Buchanan article that he released yesterday. Is Putin the preeminent statesman of our times? And look what Pat Buchanan is doing. You know, all the media, like Bill O'Reilly, he was interviewing Donald Trump, and he said, "Putin, he's a killer." And Buchanan references that here. They're trying
to. That's pretty ugly, James.
It was ugly, yeah. And Buchanan is really doing a great service here, saying, "Hey, wait a minute, boys and girls, Putin may be a hero. In fact, he's saying he's a hero. In fact, Putin is better than you guys." He's saying the preeminent statesman of our time. So I want to read a little bit more of that. In fact, let me do it right now. Here are a couple paragraphs I skipped yesterday. He says that, let's see here. Putin has read the new century better than his rivals. While the 20th century saw the world divided between a communist East and a free and democratic West, new and different struggles define the 21st. The new dividing lines, I read this yesterday, are between social conservatism and self-indulgent secularism, between tribalism, that's what our whole message is about, and transnationalism, between the nation state and the new world order. On the new dividing lines, Putin is on the side of the insurgents. Marine Le Pen is an insurgent. Nigel Farage is an insurgent. Viktor Orban is an insurgent. Donald Trump is an insurgent. And so who owns the future, asked Pat Buchanan. His answer is these insurgents. Got a little bit of music there. I think that means a break. We'll come right back after that break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Dovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Busy here rebuilding America first. And getting help. Here's another news item that's come up that will help beat back this phony fake news Russiagate story that the leftist media has been propagating nonstop. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, who are not right-wingers particularly. I don't even know what Julian Assange's politics are, but I don't think they're right-wing. But he is very interested in telling the truth about what's going on in the deep state, as they're now calling it. So he has a new release of WikiLeaks that promises to be helpful in the same way that his WikiLeaks were in the run against Hillary Clinton. Here in the run against Russiagate, the latest WikiLeaks show how the CIA uses, this is from the Daily Mail, uses computer code to hide the origins of its hacking attacks and to disguise them as Russian or Chinese activity. WikiLeaks published 676 code files today. That's today. from the, which it claimed are from the CIA, and neutral parties looking at it say it appears to be authentic. It says the CIA disguised its own CIA hacking attacks to make it appear those responsible were Russian, Chinese, Iranian, or North Korean. So the supposed Russian interference in the American election, could it be that it came from Langley? Mm-hmm.
Where else? That's how it works. Just ask Wild Bill Donovan himself. That's what the CIA is here to do. The CIA exists to subvert the American system.
The now, Julian Assange said today that, let's see, I'll skip down here in the story, that the, let's see, I'm skipping further. WikiLeaks, whose founder, Julian Assange, remains holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, said Vault 7, they're calling this release, they call it a tranche, using the French word for a release, that this release, Vault 7, was the most comprehensive release of U.S. spying files ever. Wow. Earlier this month, WikiLeaks published thousands of documents claiming to reveal top CIA hacking secrets, including the agency's ability to infiltrate encrypted apps, break into smart TVs and phones, and program self-driving cars. It also claims the CIA can bypass the encryption of, and it lists a bunch of encryption apps, and that the CIA is even looking at hacking vehicle control systems in modern cars and trucks. WikiLeaks said the release of confidential documents today on the CIA eclipses the total number of pages published over the first 3 years of the Edward Snowden NSA leaks. Experts who started to sift through the material said it appeared legitimate and that the release was almost certain to shake the CIA. So this is very helpful at this exact moment of people like Charles Schumer trying to sell this bogus Russiagate story. This really shakes that story up. We've got some callers waiting in line here patiently, and let's go to one of them now. How about, let's see here if I can get down to the bottom of the list here. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, James. How you doing? I'm calling in from last night. I guess I'm redeeming a rain check a little bit.
Yes.
But I didn't get a chance. I was going to email you, but I didn't get a chance to do it, and I didn't get a chance to email John about something. But I know Mike had called last night, and I know I've heard other people call and say they have trouble getting to the website or getting to the online listener, online player. Okay, and what could be happening is your local, I don't have the problem, so I can't test this, but what your local ISP probably has a filter for the domain IP address for Republic Broadcasting. So when you request the site, it's going to filter out, it's going to kind of blacklist the website. So you can't get it when you're.
Yeah,
okay,
Mark.
Go ahead.
That is done. It's not really blacklisting, but there are interferences run. I have personal experience with this myself. Browsers and ISPs can tag or mark your website with some sort of bogus description that it's deceptive or that it's a phishing website. This does happen. I don't think this is happening to RBN. RBN, to my knowledge, is not experiencing this. So, I know in my own experience here, it's very easy to get into all the archives and all the aspects of RBN. So, it's something that the engineers at any website, they want to hear it all the time. They want to hear back from the audience. If you have some difficulty getting in, call in to the call-in number on any Patriot website, but certainly here at Republic Broadcasting, and let them know what your particular difficulty is, because sometimes it's you folks out there in the audience who detect the first such difficulty or effort at censoring Patriot websites. But to my knowledge, RBN is not the subject of any massive or important censorship or blocking.
Okay, because I have a couple solutions to that. There's two solutions. One
well,
is
this would apply.
Domain.
Yeah, this would apply to anybody, so go ahead.
Okay, so this this one solution is called domain forwarding. So just perchance, maybe there's a small ISP, someone's blocking it as it goes out. You know, I'm not saying it is happening, but I know people have had trouble getting to the website and getting to the player. So what I've got a couple domains. They're very simple that I'm not using. One's over.us.
Well, now when
okay,
you mention these, yes, these domains you're mentioning, are they out there and commonly used by people? They're not your websites?
No, I mean, this one I just purchased 2 or 3 weeks ago. I haven't had anything on it. But.
Yeah, but Mark, until we've checked something out or until it's, you know, it's got wide use, I don't want to publicize anything. I don't want to, you know, send
people. It's not, what it's doing, it's forwarding to the donation page.
I understand, Mark. What I want to do, we'll talk about that off the air, but I don't want to publicize something that we, you know, that hasn't
been verified. Right, I understand. Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to say something to John, but I do have, but there's also a solution, if you look up proxy servers, proxy, P-R-O-X-Y, you could, if someone's having trouble, if they go to a site with a proxy server, it'll ask them to put in the Republic Broadcasting domain name where you want to go, and that'll bypass any local area blockage of your from your ISP or something. If you're being blocked locally, or you can go to a proxy server and use that method also.
But
I'll email you.
Yeah, and Mark, I'll tell you what, just broadening it out, backing up and looking at the forest here, something that in a Patriot world we really need to do, and I don't think anybody's tackled this yet, we need to have somebody who, as a service to the entire Patriot world, you know, Paul, you've had your experiences with this, and all of us who run websites have had this experience, and you've had your experience with censorship in Canada, Paul. We need somebody who devotes a page, devotes a website to smart ways to combat the censorship or the suppression of Patriot free speech. And, you know, Paul has is devoting his life to it. His organization CAFE. Paul, explain CAFE to the audience.
Yeah, well, James, the Canadian Association for Free Expression was founded back in 1983. And our goal is to try to maximize free expression in Canada and to protect people or defend people whose free speech is being taken away by laws. But more and more, and this is very, very, a very big concern, it's not just laws. It's corporations, many of them just soulless. I'll tell you, there's one of our great videographers in Canada, a fellow by the name of Ryan Ruhe, R-U-H-E. You might check him out online. He has put out over 1,000 videos. Now, the first few hundred were on Buddhism and and meditation. That may not be of interest to a lot of people, but he's gotten into political videoing the last 3 years, and he is just dynamite. Well, he received a letter today from an outfit called Airbnb, and what that is if you have an apartment or a townhouse or a home, and you're prepared to rent out a bedroom and provide breakfast to travelers, they go through Airbnb and they sign up with you, and they collect the money from the traveler and send you the money and a and a slight fee withdrawn. Well, today Brian received a note from a fellow named Dylan at Airbnb and canceled him because of videos that he's put out, because a student doctor named Liam 2 weeks ago complained. He saw my videos, and he had Jewish roommates at medical school. And Brian points out, I tried to explain that I've never discriminated. I've even had two Israeli soldiers who wrote glowing testimonials about his place. But Airbnb is absolutely adamant, and he's canceled him. And this was a source of a good deal of his income. And this is what we see increasingly, that the way the powers of darkness operate is to try to impoverish people. This is the type of work we do. And the attacks on free speech are on many levels. It's not just the laws that go after people. It's these corporations that are, there someday I will hope that we will be able to extract serious revenge on these people, that they can be really, really punished they persecuted people for their views. Right? Now, there's no complaint against Ryan because of his behavior or the way he treated anybody. He put out videos, some of them very critical of Jews and the Rothschilds and George Soros and so on, and he's being punished.
Yes. So we will develop, folks, a defense so that we can preserve our websites, preserve our radio shows, and stop these efforts. And the biggest help we've had in all of this, in all these years, is the arrival of Donald Trump and the nomination of people like Neil Gorsuch. Imagine, people have said, when contemplating the election of Hillary Clinton, with the Supreme Court appointments that she would make, you could basically cross off the First Amendment, cross off the Second Amendment, cross off the 10th Amendment, cross off the entire Bill of Rights. Imagine what would be happening to our websites, Paul, with Hillary as president and a bunch of Ginsburgs and Kagans as the justices of the Supreme Court.
I think the situation would be as the Chinaman said.
Ah! Oh, wait a minute. I thought I was in a nightmare. I was having a nightmare there for a second.
the situation would be, you flucked.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mark. And
throw this out there, if I can, real quick, that we what George, I think, was saying, or Paul, I'm sorry, I think it's George, but that all opens up the Airbnb. That opens up an opportunity for someone to start another business, a competing business. And also, if we had a website for we're going to boycott Airbnb, we're going to boycott PayPal, we're going to boycott Google, we have to, Target or whoever you want to add to the boycott. McDonald's had a immigrant day where they shut down Starbucks. If we had a website where it just listed, we should band together and boycott these businesses, and then we can say, this opens up an opportunity for a patriot to start an Airbnb-type business.
Mark, Donald Trump changed the whole picture. The world that Paul, Fromm, George, and I have been living in for decades is one of very, very small numbers. The racial realist, as Jared Taylor calls us, community, has been very small. Very good message, very solid, very true, but very small reach. Donald Trump changed all of that. So an idea like yours there, the idea of boycotting, that was not a possibility with our small numbers. But boycotts, that becomes a possibility. Legal challenges, that becomes a possibility. Mark, thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Jared in Louisiana. Jared, if you're there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jared.
Hello,
what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed you play a lot of older country music on your... I didn't listen to the whole show from the beginning, so I don't know what your topic is, but I noticed you play a lot of older country music. Did you read about what Charlie Daniels supposedly said recently?
No. What did he say?
He supposedly said that since we keep in... This was his... Supposedly his thinking. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not. He said supposedly keeping sanctuary cities for Muslim migrants. He wants to start sanctuary cities for unborn babies. Because he's big-time anti-abortion. And
okay.
At first,
by the way,
I thought it was crazy,
way,
but I thought of a... Say again?
Yeah, Neil Gorsuch is very, very pro-life, which has the left biting their fingernails. Because
right.
He was asked, he was actually, Neil Gorsuch was actually challenged by, who was it challenging? Was it Pelosi or Fine? Yeah, I know, but
Charlie
I'm
Daniels.
Speaking of Gorsuch now. Okay, we got Charlie Daniels. But I'm talking about Neil Gorsuch. Charlie Daniels has not yet been nominated to the Supreme Court. Gorsuch was challenged by Feinstein or Pelosi. I think it was Feinstein. She said, people say you want to overturn Roe v. Wade. Would you overturn Roe v. Wade? Boy, they're very nervous about that. Gorsuch handled it very well. He can't say in a confirmation hearing, yeah, let's get rid of Roe v. Wade. He can't say that. Even if he intends to do that, he cannot say that. So he gave a very, very clever, very smart answer, but he is very pro-life. So Roe v. Wade is going to be in trouble with Gorsuch on the court. Go ahead, Jared.
Is it okay if I finish up real quick? At first, I thought it was ludicrous that you could have a sanctuary city for people that aren't born yet. But then I thought about it. If we take all these bastards, for lack of a better word, and we have a sanctuary city, then we can close all the borders and we still have somebody to pick our strawberries.
Well, okay. All right. I have two thoughts on that, Jared. Number one, we do have organizations that take babies, lots of them, very, very good pro-life organizations that have communicated to women that if you for some reason don't want to raise a child, don't abort the child. We will give a very good home to your child.
What is Charlie Daniels thinking? What are we going to do with all these?
Well, hang on. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
And brown strawberries,
well, a lot
right?
Okay. Well, all right, Jared. Thanks for your call. I don't know where he was going with that. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, can we go from sanctuary city to dung? Cow dung. I think we often have to just remind ourselves the multiculturalism is a crock because it says all cultures are equal, and I think we should always remind ourselves just how superior we are. Indians pelt each other with cow dung to mark Maharathi Hindu New Year. Residents of Kairupala village in the southeastern state of Andhra Pradesh celebrated the first day of the Marathi Hindu New Year by hurling balls of cow dung at each other on Thursday.
God, where do I sign up, Paul? I've been missing this all my life.
Yes,
guess we're just too bloody Catholic. I need to become a Hindu so I can throw poop.
Yeah. And this, you know...
Become a politician.
Yeah. And this, you know, this brings us back to Congressman Steve King, who wonderfully of Northwestern Iowa, who just openly said it, you know, Western civilization is superior to everything else and that we have to preserve this and save this. So this is just wonderful. Again, Donald Trump has cleared the way here for patriots like you out there in the audience and Steve King to say the obvious that this civilization that does not throw cow dung at each other as our highest cultural form is in fact superior. It's the greatest gift to the world that has ever been. And, you know, we must preserve it. We must save it. We must make America great again. The America of our forefathers and foremothers. We must make that America great again. The new world order of Kagan and the rest of the New World Order folks, the rest of the globalists, George Soros and company.
If some of our listeners feel just a little awkward in saying, listen, our culture is superior, I suggest to them that every immigrant who comes to America, usually sometimes by hook or crook, is saying that, is saying our culture is superior, because I think it's a rule that you never knowingly leave a good place for a worse place. So people come halfway around the world to try to get into Canada, the United States, or Europe. Why? Because they're leaving failed states that have failed because they've got a failing culture. They're not coming from Pakistan and Somalia and so on, because they're coming to a worse place. So they're the ones who say we're superior. And or another way of looking at it is, have you ever noticed people lining up outside the embassy of Haiti or the Congo for immigration? Gee, I think I'm so bored with America, I'm going to emigrate to Haiti. When you just say that, and people laugh at you, and you say, well, why are you laughing? Well, it's a hellhole. And I say, well, you're right. It's a failed state because of a failed culture. So it's not just I who say we're superior, or you, or the American Freedom Party, but those who come to our country are recognizing we're superior. Otherwise, they would have stayed home. And lose our modesty on this issue.
Yeah, illustrating your point, Paul, I like the life trajectory of the now departed Obama American ambassador to South Africa, whose parents were born in Haiti, who had their son, who is this ambassador in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is, we pointed out, is not democratic and not a republic. And then he served as our ambassador to South Africa. And of course, he's now back in the United States. And what's he doing now? I'll remember his name in a moment. A very forgettable guy. But this, his parents are Haitians. So yes, he's a Haitian born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. But what is he doing for a job now? He's making beaucoup bucks as one of the directors of George Soros's big communist foundation. Making your point, Paul. Parents are from Haiti. He's born in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but no, I'm an American. I want to be in America. And by the way, I wonder how many people the border control at Haiti, how many people are trying to get into Haiti?
Zero.
Yeah, zero. And zero is the amount of time that we have left, folks, went by all too quickly. We'll see you again on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got a big block of 3 hours to talk about things Sunday. See you then.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.